Blog Talk Radio.
Live Insights Radio presents Through the Looking Glass, Crystal Ball Readings with Siege. Siege is a Wicca high priest, spiritual counselor, tarot card reader, and crystal ball reader. To talk with Siege, call in at 646-595-3440. And now, let's step together through the looking glass.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to In Looking Through the Looking Glass with Siege. I'm Reverend Gary C. Heron, your host tonight. We're going to be doing some popcorn readings, and I'm looking forward to all your questions from the audience out there. When you call in, just kind of keep it simple questions and kind of try to keep them one question, please, so we can get a lot of callers in tonight. I'll be getting into trance as we go along and more so throughout the evening here for the next hour or so. And I'm going to get into trance and answer your questions that way. So keep a piece of paper and pencil beside you. I might say some things that seem kind of bizarre. Maybe I'll see a horse or some kind of plant or something like that, and I will say that. And it may not make sense right now, but it may a week from now or so, and you'll say, hey, that Siege guy, he was telling me about a horse or something. Here I am riding horses. So, you know, be prepared for anything here. I can see lots of different things in the crystal ball, and we're going to see beyond tonight. I'm joined with my co-host, Mr. Iggy Garcia. Iggy, are you there?
Yes, I am, Gary. How are you, sir?
I'm fantastic. I'm a little tired. I didn't get a whole lot of sleep last night for some reason. I was kind of active in the night, and I'm kind of a little on the tired side tonight, but I'm going to do my best. I'm trying to get my vibrations set high here and get charged up, and let's have some fun.
Awesome. Sounds good.
And how you been?
I've been pretty good. Actually, the last few days have been really amazing. They have really beautiful skies and just enjoying, because we had a lot of rain here in Columbus, and it was kind of crazy. Finally, a little relief.
Exactly.
Doing good,
exactly.
Though.
I saw you were attending some more drum circles, and I know you have some more drum circles coming up, so you have to let us all know where the next drum circle is going to be, and I've got to get everybody on board for that. I'm looking forward to stopping by and kicking the old drum around a little bit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We will do that at some part of the time here in the show. And,
sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I've got the ball right here in front of me with my big piece of pneumite that gives me a little extra boost in my psychic readings here. Everything is smudged, everything is clean, and I'm ready for the first caller.
All righty. Let me get to the switchboard here, and I will bring them on.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Siege.
Hi, this is Stacy. Thank you so much for you both taking my call.
Uh-huh.
And
where
I want to know.
Oh,
I'm from Delray Beach. It's in South Florida. It's beautiful out here.
Uh-huh. Okay. It sounds like it's going to get a little chilly tonight, though. You might want to put on a sweater.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I didn't go to the beach today because, you know, the wind and stuff. And I don't know if I just kind of relaxed home doing chores. And I know it's cold, but it's beautiful now. I mean, just to walk outside.
Sure. Florida's nice. So what's your question tonight?
Well, like I said, it's summer coming up, Memorial Day, and I guess I'm alone, and I wanted to know if you see a man coming in, if you see, you know.
Okay, see if there's anything going on for you. Let me take a big deep breath here and get myself in a good trance, and I'll see what I can see in the ball. Just give me a moment. Okay, I see you by water. There may be some kind of a place where you can go and, you know, like get cocktails or go to a party. I see you looking out over the water. It might even be an inlet, okay, if you're next to an inlet where there might be a club or something like that. There's some colored lights, and there are people there. There's the opportunity to meet someone. I do see a man that you will be talking to, but I'm not sure if there's a love connection there. I'm not seeing a whole lot of lights, but you will be talking to people, and that's a good thing. You know, because when you talk to people, it leads on to you meeting someone else possibly if this isn't the right one. I'm not seeing anything solid in the ball right now, but there is an opportunity to, around the Memorial Day time, you know, getting together with friends and family at some kind of a beach location.
Oh, okay. So you don't see any...
I'm not seeing anything solid or anything. Maybe back in the future, the way back in there, I see what looks like an upside-down S, if that makes sense. I'm not sure, but write that down, upside-down S, and there's bright lights around it, and that's going to call your attention.
So it's a guy, that means a guy with the initial S?
There's possibly, because it's way down the road. I'm looking into the ball, and I'm seeing this window way down there, and it's got this sort of a greenish-orangish color to it, and like I said, it's an upside-down S. And it's almost like it's the pupil of an eye, this clear little window, okay? So look for the, maybe he might have hazel eyes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like that blue-green, yellow kind of thing. But the upside-down S is what I'm seeing.
Hair color? Could you see or no?
I think he's more mature, so I see some gray going on around the sides. He's kind of distinguished a little bit, a little gray on the temples kind of thing. Okay, so that would probably get him right, you know, mid-40s, maybe 50.
Oh, okay, as long as it's not older than that.
You want a little life in your men, huh?
Well, no, I want them in, around my age, you know. My parents were 3 years apart. You know, so my mom would never do it, you know, somebody older, because, you know, women tend to live longer. And it's weird. My friends were married to guys 10 years younger and they passed first. The guys.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I hope I've helped you tonight, Stacey.
Oh, that sounds good. But when you said down the road, does that mean like...
It's going to be a ways off. It'll be a ways off.
Does that mean 2018?
It's there or beyond. It's a ways off. It was way back down in there.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so it's a ways away. Not, I don't see anything going on immediate.
Oh, okay.
Just the social times. That's all.
Okay? Okay, thank you. All right,
have
thank
a good
you
evening.
So
thank you for calling. All right.
All right.
That was a nice lady.
Yeah.
So I've been doing a lot of artwork in my spare time. I've been learning a lot of trance work. I do wood burning and abstract painting, and I've been doing a lot of trance work and getting into that as of late, and just kind of building up my stock. I want to try to get out and about and do some art festivals this summer.
Yeah, I've seen some of your work. It's pretty cool. I know our friend Adriana has one of your paintings, which is really cool. I like that one. That was pretty nice.
There's a lot to it, you know, lots of the stuff that I do, you know, and it's like, where does that come from, you know, what does that mean? I have no idea. It's up to everybody's interpretation.
Absolutely. So what are you doing? Like, what kind of, what's your genre?
As far as the crafts go?
Yeah, like, you know, the paintings, for example, are you doing more like...
Oh, it's 99% abstract. Okay, it's all abstract work, but then there's sometimes I'll incorporate, you know, I'll put a picture of a waterfall in the middle of the painting or a leopard or something like that, you know. I kind of shy away a little bit from sitting down and drawing a house, you know, or let's draw a barn in the countryside or something like that. I kind of shy away from doing things like that, and I just allow my mind to just wander, okay, and just whatever comes to it and get it out there. Okay. And sometimes it surprises even me, some of the combinations of the different mediums that I use and the vision that I put down there through my mind, through my hand, you know. And, you know, you step back and go, I have no idea where that came from, and that's pretty bizarre, but it looks cool.
Yeah, I know what you mean, because right now I'm doing a lot of drawings and stuff with these ink pens that are like gel. And but I've been in the black and red and white mode right now. So,
interesting.
And those are the primary colors I've been working. So it's pretty interesting.
Right.
It's from a dream I had. So it's pretty interesting.
Hey, you know, get it down on canvas. You know, one of my first art teachers told me, you know, it's like, don't worry about what you're going to paint. Just put something on the canvas. And that's
I've never really painted.
You know, with
so
vision and
I guess that's my next one.
Sir, I'm sorry.
I said, I've never really painted, so I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah. There's all sorts of, you know, nice mediums out there. Now, I primarily like oils, but I've tried all different kinds, and I'll use Sharpie pens and whatever, you know, anything that I can get my hands on. I even had some old photography paint one time what they use in photography if they want a pinkish hue to a picture or a portrait or whatever, and I even use that. Anything I can get my hands on. I once saw a lady that used all sorts of things out of nature. She'd gather up a bunch of grass and stuff like that and make green, you know, or some kind of clay and make gold or whatever, you know.
Right, right.
So, it's all, and, you know, the world's your canvas, right? And all the world's your palette, too.
That's right. Absolutely.
So we got another caller?
Sure, yeah. We've got several callers here, and I just want everybody to just hang on and let everybody know that try to keep your questions, you know, to one. That way we can get through everybody. And, okay, let's go to the next caller here.
All righty.
1 second.
Good evening, caller. Okay. You're on the air. This is Siege.
Hi, thank you. So wonderful to speak with you, Siege. My name is Wendy.
Wendy?
And hi. I was working on a job through a temp agency for Centene HealthNet for data entry. Not my background. My background is really customer service for a long time. I was pulled off the job, and the temp agency promised that they would place me in a new job in this same company for grievances and appeals. But last Thursday, I saw a job for the same company online, but in a different location, which would be much closer to my house on International Drive for regular customer service, and that's my background. And I'm hoping that I get contacted this coming week by the for the customer service job before the temp agency tells me to start with the other one, because they would make me stay put for 90 days. So what do you see?
I'm seeing two different paths going here. Okay. There's other opportunities out there. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, is what they're telling me. As you were talking there, I was turning the ball, and it was like all of a sudden I stopped and it was like, bingo, there it is. The one path is a higher path. It's a harder path. The other one is an opportunity that comes a little bit later behind that, and you should strongly consider that because it is an option to you. Don't fall into the trap of taking whatever they hand you, okay? Don't put all your eggs into one basket. Be aware and put your feelers out there for other opportunities. And I say this because behind all that is clear sailing. But it's a choice that you're going to have to make, which path that you want to follow. Like I said, that first choice is probably the one that's going to give you the more money, okay, but it's going to be an uphill path, okay? It's going to be a little more difficult. The other one is a little more middle of the road, a little more balanced and everything, but it comes just behind this one, and it has its merits too, all right? Beyond that, everything is clear sailing.
Well, will I hear from the international location this week for an interview?
I don't see a lot of lines of communication. It's just like it's kind of out there. It's one thing to sort of allow the universe to unfold for you, but then there's also you have to sort of put your two cents worth in. So don't be afraid to call them up and bug them from time to time, every 3-4 days, and say, you know, hey, I'm still here. You know, I need to get something settled here, okay? But just be aware that there's two different choices. There's, like I said, you know, I was looking for faces and communication, and it doesn't seem to be a whole lot. So I would say that my gut tells me you should call them and make sure that they know you are aware that you're there, you're eager, and you want to make the right choices in life, and show them your interest. Be enthusiastic. But don't put all your eggs in one basket, all right?
Right. The job that they say they're going to place me in would be cause an 11-hour day with my commute, and that would exhaust me, and I'd be locked in for at least 90 days. That's why I'm praying that this job on International
The top
drive,
one, it's like kind of all uphill, is much closer to you, if that'll help you.
Which one is the top one? The International
Drive? The top one, where I said it was probably going to be more money, more opportunity, but it's a heavier burden. It's all uphill. It's the one closer to you. Travel distance.
Oh, the International Drive is 3 miles away.
Right.
So
yeah, that's one closer. It's not going to be an easy thing, okay? So, but just be aware you have other options. Okay. I got to get off of here, Wendy. I hope I helped you.
Thank you, Wendy. All right.
Another caller.
Let's take a really quick break. That way you can kind of gather yourself a little bit. You're listening to Within Touch Radio through the Looking Glass with Crystal Wall Readings with Siege, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
Welcome back to Through the Looking Glass, Crystal Ball Readings with Siege. I'm Iggy Garcia,
producer
for the show. We're live, yes. That's absolutely right. Hey, Gary, I just want to let the listeners know, those who are calling in, just to hang on because we'll try to get everybody through. But it's something very important. If you want to take your reading a little bit further and you want to know a little bit more and you want more in depth, because these are popcorn readings, so Gary is trying to do his best to give you something very quick and very fast. If you really want to go deep, 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 I would highly, highly, highly recommend that you call or get a hold of Gary. Gary, where would someone get a hold of you?
All my information, my contact information is on my website. It's www.shamanwitch.com. Shamanwitch.com. And you can find all my home address, the whole nine yards. I'm a 24-hour service, a hotline that, you know, if you need a pep talk, you know, call me up. I'll talk to you for a minute, give you a pep talk. But, you know, let's face it, we all want to make some money, so I am in business, and I do private readings, or I do Skype and phone readings, too. So please, take advantage of those. They're very in-depth. I personalize everything, and I'm here to help people in the world, and that's my purpose for doing my tarot and crystal ball readings. That's what's behind everything. Yeah, like I said, we all want to make money, but, you know, I am in business, and you know, it's like I'm not trying to stick anybody. I want to help people. So call in and get a more in-depth reading. These are just popcorn readings that I'm doing here tonight, and it just sort of scratches the surface a little bit. It's for fun.
Yeah, I mean, you hit it right on the nail. You're just scratching the surface. Totally
right.
Agree. And I know a lot of our callers, you know, throughout all the shows that we do, you know, want some information. Just take note that, you know, it's, like I said, it's just the top. So if you want to go deep, you know where to find Gary. So, yeah, we're ready for another caller when you are.
I am ready, sir.
Okay, here we go.
Good evening, caller. This is Siege. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Siege. This is Ellen, and hello to Gary, too.
Hello. Where are you from, Ellen?
Where am I? I'm in New York.
New York? Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
How's everything up in New York? It's going to get chilly tonight.
Yeah, it is chilly. It's going to probably warm up maybe next week, but it's going to be a chilly week.
That's for sure. That's for sure. Bundle up. Get your wool pajamas back out.
I'll pass on that, but thank you for the suggestion.
Okay, Ellen. What's your question tonight?
Gaze in the crystal ball and tell me what you see coming up for me in the next couple of months.
All right. Let me take a breath or two here. Okay, Ellen, have you been pursuing education?
No.
Okay, there's opportunities out ahead of you for getting exploring. It's beyond an education. It's almost like exploring, but you're going to get an education in the midst of it anyway. What they're showing me is avenues in knowledge, okay? That's the closest I can tell you, avenues in knowledge, where you were going to be going down some of these avenues coming up. and they're going to give you quite a bit of knowledge, more so than you would think right now. And your goal throughout this, you're being told right now, is to keep an eye on the prize. So when these things come up, it's like, don't hesitate on taking an opportunity. Oh, I can go learn something there, and it's only going to cost me $5 to park. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. I do see you talking to a gentleman, okay, and I can describe him. He's got kind of like tall blackish hair, a little kind of wave and dark hair, real dark black. He's a little chubby around the jaws and the cheeks, and he's talking to you, and he's almost like a guide, or he's saying, come on this way, okay? And like I said, your goal is just to keep an eye on your prize. Your thing is, hey, I'm looking for knowledge here. I'm looking for, you know, things that'll, you know, get my attention, okay? But this guy is like sort of like a guide. He's out there in front of you. So watch for him. He's going to be pronounced, and look for that black hair. Now, as I'm turning the ball here to see if is that going to continue, yes, you will stay focused, and that's going to lead you out, say, I'm going to say probably towards the end of summer in the fall, where you're going to have a real revelation come up for you, okay? Brightness in the ball, it's almost like, mark this down, it's a blue V. A blue V. That's what
okay.
It's shaped like. And I don't know what that means, but it's right out ahead of you, and you keep your eyes on the prize, and you'll see it. It'll come right to you. And it's almost like a celebration. It's like, wow, that's cool, okay? So keep in mind that blue V coming out to you. But, yeah, you're going to be learning a lot of different things as I turn the ball here. It just keeps on with you learning a lot of different things. Just sort of going down this little street or going down this avenue or taking this back road. You know, and go on adventures, and they're like kind of like knowledge adventures. Nobody else needs to know that. It's for you. Okay.
This guy you described as having dark hair and so forth, is he? Are we talking about a guide in human form, or are we talking about a spiritual guide
now,
from the other side?
I was trying to get to the point of that too, and as I was turning the ball, he kept fading in and out and in and out. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say he's a spirit guide, but he's got dark hair.
Okay.
Yeah, because of that in and out, that was going on there, and it just happened again. And he kind of like he talks to you and he turns. He talks to you and he turns. And see, almost like a dog would get your attention and turn and say, "Come with me."
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah. So keep focused on your inner self, your inner being of your inner being. That's where your focus is, and then look for opportunities as life comes at you. And you'll see this spirit guide or whatever he is, okay? He may come in human form, but I doubt it, okay, because of this in-and-out thing. All right, Ellen?
Thank you so much. I look forward to the summer and finding the guide. Thank you.
Yeah. Let me know how things come up. You can catch me at shamanwitch.com.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you,
Ellen, for calling in.
Very good.
That was a nice call. Yes.
You know, yeah.
Okay, another call.
All right, here we go.
Good evening, caller. This is Siege. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Where are you from?
Hi. I'm from Atlanta.
Atlanta?
Yes.
Okay. How are things in Atlanta tonight?
It's cool for our weather.
I'll bet.
Look cool.
I bet the peaches are probably shivering out there.
And everything else, we go from above.
Exactly. Well, what's your question tonight, Kathy? How can I help you?
Yes. Employment. I'm looking for employment in the accounting finance area at a manager, director, controller type positions.
Okay.
Do you see me obtaining work, hopefully, this month?
Okay. I'm looking into the ball, Kathy, and are you having any health issues at all?
Yes.
Okay. I know you're worried. You've got some anxiety going about the job things, but take care of your health there. That's really sticking out because that may intervene, and then everything else is a moot point if you're not careful. So don't stress up. Have you been checked out by a doctor lately?
I have, but not what I need to be checked out for. I don't have insurance, so.
Okay, I understand. I'm with you, hon. You know, do what you can, you know, even if you got to do a self scan of your body, and you know you got your own intuition, you know how to check yourself a little bit, you know, here and there. Okay, scan your body and see if there's anything really out of sorts that you may have to scrape up the money and say, okay, you know, it's do or die kind of time. But it's like really pronounced right out in front of you. So don't stress. Now, you were asking about this accounting job, okay? I think a lot of the heavy work is behind you, okay? So now you're at an age where you need to look at, you know, how can I make a job work for me instead of me working for a job, okay? You're looking for lighter work, okay? If accounting is your bag, then by all means do accounting, but don't stress. Watch the stress with it. I don't see a lot on the horizon as far as choices for you to make. It's kind of tough out there as far as accounting goes, and I'm not seeing anything really clicking in here to say, oh, boy, you're going to get something next week. And, you know, I'm trying to be honest with you here as I look. And there's nothing that indicates that anything's going to happen anytime soon. My best advice there would be just keep putting yourself out there, you know, let people know all around that you're an accountant and you need work bad, okay? Even if it's a hot dog company or something, you know, anything where you can keep honing your skills. But the main thing right now is this other thing with the health thing. It's like really pay attention to that. I know you're struggling, you're trying to get ahead, but be careful of that. Now, I'm looking deep and deeper here as I turn the ball, and I'm looking for you, you know, for work. It may come in the form of other things rather than your accounting that you may have to rely on. And again, I know that kind of sucks because that's not your first love, but I don't see anything in the other the accounting vein coming up to you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry, hon. I wish I could have been a little bit better of news.
Okay.
All
thank
right.
you.
Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okey-dokey. Very good.
Another caller.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Hello.
Good evening. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good.
Okay, where are you from?
Long Island?
Okay.
And it's chilly here.
I'll bet it is. You're going to have to bundle up tonight.
Yes.
We threw some blankets in there. Sheets over top of our strawberry plants here. We got all sorts of flowers, and we don't want the frost here overnight to kill all our strawberries. So I'm right there with you, sister.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you don't want the strawberries to freeze.
That's it. Well, how can I help you?
My question is love life and work. With working with kids, I don't know if it's because I can't get anything with health benefits, even though it's my first love. I'm thinking I applied to be for an assisted living receptionist, recreation aid, but I don't know if it's going to be full-time, might be subbing. I don't know what to do. Do you see that, or do you see another job coming in, or I'll know by this week?
Animals?
No.
I'm seeing a vision of a cat way back there for some reason. He's sort of sitting there, and so I had to throw that out there to see if you had any veterinary experience or pets or, you know, things along those lines, grooming.
No.
A cat is curiosity, so I'm going to throw that out there. The things that are around it almost look like toys. So, you know, it's like, okay, children like toys and like kitties and stuff like that. So maybe that's what I'm looking at, but everything's kind of blurred there as far as the toys go. There's no one thing that looks like a car or a ball or anything like that. They're just kind of blurred. But it almost looks like there's all sorts of toys around this cat. This curiosity keeps coming to mind for some reason. The number 17 and 00 are prominent. 17 and 00. The beyond that, it looks like it's just a lot of different things happening. I don't see anything really substantial. It just goes way down deep into the ball where there's nothing to obstruct you. The world's your oyster. It's just you having to decide through your curiosity, okay, what's out there, what's available, and what can I grab onto at this point. It may not be something that you particularly like to do or have been doing. It may be something in a different area, okay? But it's clear for you to choose. It's a matter of how willing you are to just get yourself out there, you know, get some flyers going, business cards, promote yourself, whatever you got to do. Talk to people. Who do you know? Ask.
Well, this would be a job like in an assisted living, helping with the elderly. That's what I applied for.
That's what you applied for. Okay, but what I'm saying is there's lots of different opportunities out there, okay? And I'm not seeing anything with elderly in it, nursing home kind of thing. It's almost like you can have anything you want. If you've applied for it, it's in the mix, but it's not your lifeline, okay?
Yeah, you're right. It's not my thing. But working with kids, trying to find something that pays enough and has health benefits and all that, that's my biggest concern. That's why I was going to change.
You know, maybe working for an upscale pizza shop, okay, might make more money. It might suck, but you're going to make more money. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, don't put all your eggs in one basket. But it's almost like it's like real clear, other than this cat and these what look like toys, okay, and the rest of the ball out into infinity is almost crystal clear. There's just anything you want to try. If you want to do hair, do hair. If you want to be a salesman, try sales. You know, whatever you want to do, and who knows what, you know, be curious like a cat.
But you don't see me getting a job at anything?
Nothing solid yet. But keep putting yourself out there.
Oh, all right.
Okay. I hope I helped
you. All right, thank you.
Thank you. All right.
All right, let's go to a break, and we'll come back, and we'll finish up the next half hour.
All right.
I hope you guys are enjoying the show. All right, we're right back.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening through the Looking Glass Crystal Ball Readings with Siege. I'm Iggy Garcia. Welcome back to With Insights Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, we got a pretty good crowd tonight so far.
Yeah. Everybody's asking some really cool questions, and I know you do your best to answer them according to the ball's reading.
Do you have anything from the peanut gallery up on there?
In the chat room, everybody's kind of quiet. You know, everybody's just kind of listening. I've been trying to entice them to, you know, ask questions and stuff.
Oh,
but,
absolutely.
They're welcome to also ask as well.
Sure.
But, let's.
Okay, another caller.
All right, here we go, Gary.
All right, thank you. Mm-hmm. Good evening, caller. This is Siege. How can I help
Hello.
You?
Hello.
Who are you?
Lisa calling.
Lisa?
Yeah, oh. Hi.
Where are you from, hon?
Arizona.
Pardon me, I'm sorry.
Arizona.
Arizona, okay. All right, how's the weather out in Arizona?
A little bit cooler than it has been, just a tad.
I think everybody's feeling a little freeze this weekend or the beginning of this week. Well, how can I help you tonight, Lisa? What's your question?
Do you see anything as far as... money coming in this week. I'm working on some contracts.
Okay. I see one that's like really in the spotlight. It's almost like a white circle. It has a yellow dot in the center. Okay. And it's really like a lot of scrutiny is being paid to that one assignment. Okay. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, there's a lot of other fun stuff going on there. A lot of high life, a lot of joy opportunities, opportunities to make money, meet friends, party, have a good time. Okay. But there's one thing down there with this white with the yellow dot in the center of it that's like really under scrutiny for some reason. As it's a good scrutiny because once you look at it and you realize what all is around it, there's nothing around it at all. Where the other lights up above, okay, has lots of inclusions and stuff in the ball that tells me that there's a higher life coming here, okay. But this one thing is like a focal point, okay. As you said, you are going to be working. You're going to be working with some complicated stuff, and it's going to cause you to keep your head down and kind of pay attention to your work, okay. Remember that, and you're going to get by just fine, but it's a lot of head work, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. It does.
And
a lot of attention.
The thing you can do is ride that wave, but sort of keep your head down, stay focused, and you'll get through that. But don't dismiss any fringe benefits that come out of that, you know what I'm saying? You know, if the boss sees that everybody's working hard and he wants to take everybody out and buy them lunch, by all means, go. You know, need a little fringe benefits. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But there is one major project that you're going to be really focusing on coming up here soon.
Oh, great. I love it.
All this is out in front of you, so you're into it now. You're walking towards it, okay? And you will get through it. Sort of, you're going to have to shrug through the brain work and everything. You're probably going to get home a few nights and just turn on the TV and just zone out.
I resonate for sure with that, definitely.
That's what I'm seeing ahead there, Lisa.
Thank you so much.
All right. I hope you have a nice evening.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay.
All right.
Got the ball warmed up here. Turn it, spin it.
The ball's working pretty good today, I think.
It is.
From what I can tell.
And it's funny, as I read here, and I've sort of balanced it on my pneumite. I use another stone. It's a pretty good size stone. It's called a pneumite. And as I read, I sort of spin it on top of the pneumite. That way it sort of gets charged. And believe it or not, this ball is almost hot.
Wow. Very good.
And it's a cool night. It's a cool evening, you know, and it's like it's almost hot just from that the force. So to speak, you know, the electrical force, my fingertips and whatever. So, all right.
Let me ask you a question. Before we get a caller, I'm curious though. Before we get to this next caller here,
okay.
when you do one reading on a ball, so does the ball reset? Do you reset it, or does it just automatically just goes and you look for the inclusions again? I mean, how does that work?
Actually, what resets is my mind.
Okay.
When I take those couple deep breaths. Okay, I get myself back down into the trance, okay, and that's what resets. Now, as I'm looking, I mean, to the average person just looking at it, it's like, well, that's never going to change. It's always going to be that way. But as I get in the trance, I'm looking at different aspects way down in there or you know, what does that mean? You know, and there's an upside down L and on and on and on. You know, I might see a horse flying across the sky or whatever, and every time is different. Okay, and when someone asks the question, that's why I tell everybody to keep it simple. If you just say, hey, am I going to get a job in the next month? Okay, hey, fair question. That's to the point, direct. That's what it goes over and over and over in my mind as I'm looking into the ball, ask the ball, what about that question, you see?
Yeah, I was always curious how you do it. Yeah.
Sometimes I know what I say, and there's other times it's like, what did I say?
Right.
You know, I'm kind of far away. It depends on the circumstances. If anybody would like one of my readings, you can catch me at shamanwitch.com, and I'd be glad to do a phone reading for you or live and in person, however we can work it out. So keep me in mind. I'd like to do some in-depth readings with some of our callers.
Yeah, you do parties too, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yeah, special group rates for parties.
That's fun.
Yeah. And everybody gets a shot, you know, at the ball, you know, just, to, you know, 15, 20 minutes a person. And everybody at the party gets a nice reading, and it's fun.
That's awesome. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. I can see that happening. All right. All right, let's
next
go to the next caller
next
there for you, Gary. Here we go.
All right. Good evening, caller. This is Siege. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Shruti. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, what is it? What's your name again, hon?
Shruti.
Shruti? Okay. And where are you from?
Shruti. I'm calling from Arizona.
Arizona, too? Okay.
Yes.
Right. Well, how's Trudy tonight? What can I do for you?
I have a question. I'm looking for a new career opportunity.
Okay.
And do you see anything regarding that?
All right. Give me a moment here. Take a breath or two. Okay, Trudy, you don't have any obstacles per se, you know, things standing up in front of you to hold you back, but there are certain channels that you may want to get aligned with that will put you on a fast track to different things that interest you. Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah.
As I'm looking around the ball, they become separate. So one is the top one is more pronounced as I'm going around here. The other, the bottom, the one on the bottom, kind of fades away. So there's going to the top one seems like it's a more steady thing. And I would say yes to your question. You are going to get to have a good opportunity to find employment. Okay, and it's the one. They're both flat, so it's almost like, gosh, what should I choose for a while?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you think about it, you really get into it, you say, you know, that one isn't as stable as the one on the top, so I'm going to stick with that. And that's the one you need to stick with as far as long term. Now, anything beyond that is crystal clear down into the ball. There's
mm-hmm.
nothing to hinder you. It's just ride that wave of what your choice is. There will be a lot of good times surrounding that, and it goes on for a long time until your later years. So I got a feeling you're going to fall in. You're going to have an opportunity. You're going to fall in with a company that you can make something out of that.
Okay.
And I'm going to look here. I want to see if there's anything to indicate what type.
Yes. Thank you.
Opportunity. And I would say if. For your own benefit and the benefit of those that you care about, try the health, fitness, and nutrition, like vitamins and stuff like that, herbal supplements and stuff. Get on that fast track. And that's what they're telling me from deep down inside the ball there. I'm seeing pills, herbs, things like that, fitness, you know, the kind of finer things like that's what people are going to be going to, I'm sure, and that's where you may find your niche. Okay. And like I said before, as it starts out, there's two rows that you can go on. Try the top one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The top one. Are you picking up anything about timing?
It's coming up soon, and I would say you're going to be into it right now into probably midsummer, and then you will see this division. You're going to get two different opportunities, like I said, and then you'll see this division, the lower one dropping away, and the top one.
Okay.
So I'd say midsummer, fall.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Take care.
I hope I've helped, Trudy. You can catch me at shamanwitch.com.
All right. Thank you, Trudy. We appreciate you.
Yep, absolutely.
All right. So
nice
we don't have any more callers now.
Okay.
So
well, you and I can chat for a couple minutes here, and who knows, maybe somebody will call in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Maybe you can give me a little peek into the crystal
ball.
Sure,
absolutely, Iggy. What's
well, my question is, I'm in the pursuit to, you know, advance, you know, the work that I'm doing. But what my question is, I'm working on the inspirational, you know, part of my project, which is doing more inspirational speaking and trying to find more gigs for that.
Complicated, a lot of fun, but very complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all out in front of you, and it's sort of vertical out in front of you. So you're going through wave after wave after wave being pulled this way and that way. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. But it's all a party, and you know that.
Yeah.
And as you go along here, you're going to have more and more opportunities to go. You just had a setback, okay, in one of your dealings, and it was like, boy, a dark cloud came over that. I hope that doesn't happen anymore. I don't think it will. And the reason I say that is because coming up here real soon, it's right out ahead of you, is this massive inclusions that, like I say, it's vertical. And there's lots of color. There's lots of pulling you this way, pulling you that way. Lots of opportunity and fun, if you make it fun. And you gotta
okay.
laugh. You gotta roll with things. And it goes on for quite a ways. As a matter of fact, in your later years, okay, you're going to have a lot of joy come out of things, through the things that you do, through your family, through people, good friends around you. So that's going to continue a little time. But it's almost like you're walking into this situation. You're walking in. What are you walking into? Okay, you set your day. You set your tone. What are you walking into? What are you walking into? And you're being pulled up and down as you go forward. And it's forward motion. It's just a lot of different things that you're going to be learning and experiencing here coming up.
Yes.
Okay.
Very good.
Later on, things will smooth out. You'll have help when you ask for it. So, you know, just as you go along, just enjoy the ride, and later on it'll loosen up and you can kind of delegate in your later years.
Very good. I like that.
All right. That's what I see.
Yeah,
you know,
hey.
Really got entranced while you were
like
asking your question there, and it's like, wow, okay.
Good, good, good. Thank you.
And I know you are busy, you know, a businessman. You're doing this. You're doing a radio show and a lot of other things. Yeah, you know, so, yeah, it's probably going to increase as the heat increases, I hope. Your energy and stuff is going to increase, too.
That's good. I need that. My energy has been kind of funky lately because of the retrogrades and all the things that's going on.
Oh,
there,
yeah.
But.
You know, you wouldn't. I don't try to give too much credence to all the retrogrades, but you can tell, you can see, you know, things
yeah.
where, boy, should I repeat this again, you know, or, you know, here's that lesson again, or whatever, you know, with Mercury retrograde, you know, of course, that's speech, you know, communication.
Right.
And, you know, but, planets do have an effect on people.
Yeah, you know, I don't try to let that, you know, I don't try to put it in my mind, because I know when you put things there, you know, just amplify sometimes.
Right.
You just, by nature, human beings do that.
Somebody's going to come to an understanding about that. It's just like global warming. There's a lot of people out there that don't believe in global warming right now. But for the last two decades, the Earth has gotten hotter and hotter and hotter, to the point where the argument is, there's nothing to argue about. It is global warming. It is Earth changes. And, you know, that's going to be the same way with the planets and stuff. Somebody's going to figure out exactly why is that Mercury retrograde affecting people.
Right.
From our point of power, which is where we're at. Okay, and our combination of astrological signs, our makeup, you know, our habits, you know, vicinity where we live, the elements, you know, environment and everything. So all those things taken into play. But it's like, why does Mercury and its appearance to go backwards affect me? And somebody's going to figure that
yeah.
out.
It's funny. I always tell my my astrologer friends, I said, you know what? Ever since I met you guys, my life is a little more complicated because you guys throw all this astrology stuff on me. And I don't understand half of it anyhow. It's like a foreign language to me. My left node and this house and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going, I got enough to think about. Okay, I don't need any more.
I'll tell you, if you ever want, and I'm going to throw it out, I'm going to plug her, that my wife is an astrologer, okay? Her name's
Samantha.
Okay,
then you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and, you know, she does old-school astrology, so if you ever wanted to get a simplified book about yourself sometime, hit her up, because she's a good astrologer. She doesn't do all the, you know, trines and all this stuff. You know, she really picks your whole being apart as to what you gave yourself when you came into this lifetime and what you got to work with and what you need
That's
to work
cool.
out. And how to do it. And, you know, she for what she charges, she only charges $150 and gives you three counseling sessions along with the whole chart, which is like 90 to 100 pages. You know, so.
Wow, that's awesome.
There are astrologers out there that will explain things to you, you know, if you don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, it's just one of those things that I don't plan on doing in the future because I've got too much to do, number one. I got enough stuff with my shamanic practice and the radio and all the other things that I do.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's nice. It's nice.
But you know, the cosmos, okay, when you get into shamanic journeys and stuff like that, you realize that the cosmos is very important, okay? Now you're getting into the quote-unquote scientific part of the cosmos and picking
yes.
that apart. And it's like, hey, you know, you only got this one little puny brain down here trying to figure out the cosmos, you know? So give you a little flack.
Yeah. Yeah, I do pretty good.
You know, we all need a little slack from time to time. You know, it's like, hey, I'm trying to figure out how to drive from this part of the city to the other part of the city because there's a ton of orange barrels in front of me, you know?
Right. I'm just an old school shaman, man. You know, I teach like my old teacher used to. I don't get too complicated. I make you go commune with the trees. A lot of people like to push, you know, classes and stuff, which is cool. I mean,
mm-hmm.
but I like doing some things the old-fashioned way, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's nothing better than having a good conversation over a bottle of wine and a campfire.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I have done that before, and that produces magic sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I totally agree with you. Totally agree with you.
I'm looking forward to doing some camping. Do you get out and camp or get hike or anything like that?
I usually do. I usually do go camping, you know, when the time kind of permits and things work out a certain way. But, yeah, I like to come up your way and hang out with you, just learn from you, you know, and we learn from each other. I know we haven't really done that, and we've talked and we've shared ideas. But
exactly.
I like
well, we'll
to, you know,
to do that. You come down for the day and we can do some stuff in the backyard. I live in a big forest here, National Forest, so, you know, hey, we got the whole forest to play in down here.
Yeah, you can teach me some things, I can teach you some things, and we can learn
Absolutely.
From each other.
Absolutely.
It'll be a meeting of the minds.
Set something up.
Very good. Okay. Let's take another caller for you here.
All right. I'm ready.
Here we go.
Good evening, caller. This is Siege. Who am I talking to? Hello, caller.
They may be listening, so I'll mute them and I'll go to the next caller.
All right. Good evening, caller. This is Siege.
Hi, my name is Fernanda.
Fernanda?
Fernanda.
Okay.
I know it's hard to pronounce.
Uh-huh. Where are you from, huh?
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island? Okay.
Yes.
We haven't had a caller from Rhode Island, have we, Iggy?
I'm aware of.
Yes, I'd like to see if you could tell me anything about what's going on in my life right now. I'm going through a very hard situation with my husband, with the midst of a divorce. He left 6 months ago. He's currently in a relationship, a very unhealthy relationship.
Okay.
And he's digging himself into a big, big hole financially with. In every way, shape, or form. I have forgiven him, and I wanted to see if there's any way of him ever coming back. I've gotten some readings, and I've gotten different answers from those readings, so I'm confused.
I see. Yeah, I can understand that. It's a tough time, and I'm sorry you're having to go through all this. A definite crack happened in the relationship. I can see that. What you're going to have to focus on is your future, okay,
mm-hmm.
and allow some of those other things that happened in the past remain in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to take some backbone, quite frankly. It's going to take you speaking truth to power. Let's face it, women have issues with men trying to get them to think, buddy, you know, look what you're doing. You're wrecking your life and everybody else's life, okay? But you got to speak truth to power. Okay, and once you get past this, it feels hard now. And trust me on this one: if you ball it all up and you let it go and you let it stay in the past, then you're gonna 6 months after that you're gonna say, I don't believe I hung on to that as long as I did. Look what's happening now; I'm in fantastic shape.
Mhm.
And
I am in a better place right now.
It's almost like you're leaving a piece of your baggage behind.
Right.
And you're
lighter
now. Okay.
Right. I am in a better place since he's left. I mean, I actually went to school. I took, I found a new job and everything that I love. So I'm in a better place since he's left. But because I've done a lot of things in my life, but I'm still in love with my husband. So of course I still think about, you know,
it's almost like it's like tough love, to be perfectly honest with you. You know, it's not that you hate the man or you'd ever just, you know, kick him to the curb, literally, you know, if he was dying or something that you wouldn't help him out. But it's just like, you know, I got to wash my hands of a lot of this stuff and let it go. There's got to be a dividing line because my happiness is out of him. And there is a lot of color in the ball. I'm seeing lots of
mm-hmm.
illusions And because of this crack, I see like a little bit of ore in the ball. It's like reddish color. If you don't,
mm-hmm.
if you let this fester, okay, in you, it's going to cause some health issues. So don't
mm-hmm.
let it fester. You would be better off saying, okay, look, I love you, I care about you, but I got to let you go, dude. You're
mm-hmm.
on your own. It's tough love.
Okay, so you don't see him coming back, though, of us
no.
reconciling.
No, you're on a different adventure now. You've changed your vibrations from him so far, so much, okay, over this whole thing, that you actually, that's where the crack come in. At one point, it was
mm-hmm.
like, crack, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're off on two different vibrations now, and I don't see him coming back. If he does, it'd be short-lived.
Mm-hmm.
There.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I hope I'll
well,
talk to you tonight,
you.
Honey.
Yes, thank you so
Need
much.
If you talk to me any further, it's shamanwitch.com. That's where all my contact information is.
Okay, thank you.
Blessed be.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we got about 5 minutes left.
Okay.
We do have a caller, but I don't know if you want to take it or not, but it's really up to you.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
I wanted to say that we do have a big drum circle coming up at Ash Cave on May the 21st. I want to invite all our friends and family and anybody out there in Radio Land to come on down. We're going to spend the afternoon in the cave drumming for peace and love and joy.
Yes, absolutely. Well, let's try this caller one more time, see if we can get him through.
All right.
Here we go.
Hello.
Good evening, caller. This is Siege. Who am I talking to?
Shirley from Mississippi.
Hi, Shirley. How are you this evening?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Good. Very good.
Good. I was wondering I was wondering if you could see if I'm going to relocate to a different state.
Okay, Shirley. Let me take a breath or two here real quick. Get in trance. The ball is spinning in my fingertips. There are some opportunities come up for you that will give you the insight to make the trip. Now, here's the crux of it, okay? Whether you're going to be financially able or stable enough to make the trip, okay? The opportunity is going to be there. It's like, are you going to be willing? Or are you going to be able to swing it? Kind of thing.
Right.
Okay, does that make sense?
Yes,
okay.
It does.
It's out in front of you. It's almost like a balloon that's floating in the air, and there's a string hanging down, and you're kind of reaching for it. You're kind of reaching for that balloon, that string. And it's running ahead of you, and your goal is to reach out and grab that string, okay, and then make it work for you. There's always an option. There's always a way. Until you've exhausted yourself completely, don't let go of your dream. Don't let go of that balloon that's out ahead of you, okay? That's the message that you're trying to tell me. Say your prayers, honey.
Okay.
Okay, say some good prayers, big prayers. And catch the balloon, that dream, and let it pull you along there, and you'll find a way.
Okay.
Okay,
all right.
You're gonna be moving.
Okay, great. I thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Please contact me again at shamanwitch.com if you need more help.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self. All right. It's been a good show.
It has been a good show. I've enjoyed myself this evening and all the callers. Special thanks to you, Iggy, for producing the show and running the switchboard
mm-hmm.
there and everything. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Closing thoughts, Gary.
I want to say to all the callers out there, all the listeners and everywhere, all across the world, that, we got power inside of us. Don't squander that power. Use it. When you get up in the morning, say, I'm going to have a fantastic day. Talk yourself right into it and pick your shoulders back and you hold your head up high and walk around like you mean it. You're not dead. You have power inside of you, so don't squander that power. And
Very
have a good.
Good
week, everybody. Have a good month. I'll see you next first Sunday of the month in June.
Yeah. Very good, Gary. I appreciate you. I always enjoy doing the show with you.
Love and peace, Iggy, and to everybody.
Love and peace, my friend. Be well.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good evening.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow at 7 p.m. on the With Insight Anchor Show, and then Tuesday, The Lion's Lair with Adriana Arts at 7 p.m. as she interviews Giles Van Dyke. And so that's a wrap. All right, guys, take care. Be well.